So is there such a thing as a female paedophile?
Oh, yes. Now, female paedophiles, there's a great deal of controversy about this. In fact, when I brought up the issue that women could sexually abuse children, I was vilified. I was cast out of the sisterhood. I was no longer a good feminist because sexual abuse had to be under the guise of male power. And if I had a significant number of women who were sexually abusing children and I knew about these women, then that messed up the male power thing. And surely if women were going to abuse children, then they had to be doing it under the thumb of a man. A man had to be telling them to do it.
Do women tend to only commit child abuse if there's a man involved as well?
No, no. In over 75% of the cases, the women acted completely alone. Most times there wasn't even a man in the premises. So, you know, the excuse. And it's interesting about us as women, because we're quite willing to accept that we are a superior breed and that we do everything right, but quite unwilling to accept that we could do anything quite as horrible as this. So it's really not us. We had a conference about this eventually in, I think, 94, maybe earlier. 400 people applied to come to this conference. It was a huge conference. But 30 people, between 20 and 30 people came, dotted themselves in the audience and tried to disrupt it. They were yelling that, you know, this, why was I paying attention to women? It wasn't women. I was taking the attention away from men. One of the women who was going to talk about her own abuse, who was now helping others, then couldn't face the audience. So you had this uproar. You had people in the audience turning on these women who were standing up saying, sit down, we want to hear about this. And you had them shouting, and it was just, it was absolutely strange. And very sad, because it was like, don't tell me this information, even if it's true, because I don't want to hear it. And if those women who came along to our conference had had anything to do about it, nobody else would have ever talked about it. It would have just gone away. They've been able to disguise their abuse, I think, more cleverly than men have. And society doesn't want to believe that there are female abusers. It's easier to think it's a nasty man.
One argument against even the idea of female paedophiles is that women don't have penises, and so can't really do anything too serious.
Women tend to use objects, broom handles, bottles. One woman said that she was sexually abused by rose stems with the thorns still on being stuck up. Women can be quite cruel using objects, but they're still after their own sexual gratification. So it's kind of, you know, that it's just a physiological thing, the difference.
Sexual abuse by women has the same foundation as that committed by men. They've generally experienced childhood abuse themselves. Women are not immune from turning into abusers, as we like to think. By pretending that female paedophiles don't exist, we have little protection from them.
Yeah, women who sexually abuse children like to have jobs where they're around children. Nursing, teaching, daycare, things like that. You really don't think twice. I mean, most parents don't think twice about leaving their children in care of a woman. They do now think twice about leaving their child in care of a man. Again, I think that that's wrong. But there you are. That's what's happening. So they will find jobs where they can get. It's like an alcoholic in a bar. Yeah. If you can possibly, if you've got an addiction, and this is an addiction, then you will go to some place that you can actually practice your addiction. And any place around kids is a good place.